This is the Black Saba Podcast. The revolution is streaming now.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of the Black Saba Podcast. Feeling pretty good today. Been in the industry 10 plus years. Of course, I got my podcast. I've mentored a lot, mentored at work. I've had some speaking engagements, but today I got a chance to do my first security panel, speaking to a class in Charlotte, program called Year Up. Definitely had a good time there. Got to answer a lot of questions. Got to field some questions. Hopefully it was useful to those that attended. It felt really great to find a different way to give back and lend my voice and my expertise and what I've learned over the years, my 10 plus years in cybersecurity, hopefully helping those not make the same mistakes I did, and hopefully giving some jewels to help them navigate their career. Definitely wish them the best of luck. Kind of, like I said, got me in high spirits, enjoyed doing it, enjoyed giving back any way I can find and give back to the community. Is I always cherish that because you always need somebody to kind of help you out in your career. And that's what I want to do, a short episode on the importance of mentoring, the importance of finding a mentor, and the importance of giving back to the community. First, I want to talk about starting off your career, finding a mentor. You know, as you get in your career and you start educating yourself, maybe getting certifications, maybe going to school for cybersecurity, you want to kind of leverage some mentors. Maybe it's an instructor, maybe it's someone on LinkedIn, maybe it's someone in the industry that you look up to. I talk about this concept often called virtual mentors. And I kind of thought about this. I kind of adopted this process early in my career because I didn't really have a lot. I really would say I didn't have a lot of mentors. I would observe people, kind of pick up good habits, good techniques. But my concept of the virtual mentor basically came about of seeing experts on YouTube, kind of gravitating towards one person. Like, okay, you may learn different things from different people, but if you have somebody you really like and really gravitate to, you may want to take them on or take them on as a virtual mentor. And what I mean by that is you may want to reach out to them to become an actual real mentor, maybe on LinkedIn, but let's say that doesn't work out for you. That doesn't mean that you can't use this person as inspiration. You can't use them as a virtual mentor. Like if they're releasing YouTube videos and they're releasing video lectures and they're really on point with their expertise in a certain area of cybersecurity and it's really helping your career, that's what I mean about using a virtual, coming up with that virtual mentor concept. And of course, if you can find real mentors on LinkedIn, at work, different networking events, it's very valuable to have a mentor because they can kind of give you that rocket fuel to your career, help you avoid some mistakes, help you figure out some catalysts to your career, some things to speed things up, go in the right direction a little faster and save some weeks, months, even years to trying to get to where you're trying to get. So I think everybody knows the importance of a mentor. And I think if, unless you're making some good strides, I think you're doing yourself a disservice if you don't try to find one to kind of help you get over the hump and get to that next level of your career. And I think you need a mentor at every stage of your career, at the beginning of your career, mid-career, if you're trying to get to that, higher leadership area. When you get to higher leadership, you still need mentors to be at a high level, to perform at a high level. Moving on to being a mentor, I think, not saying you owe it to the community, but I think it's a good trait to give back to the community that poured into you. finding mentees, helping others, helping them along the way, and getting them to where they need to be, guiding them, giving them good advice, some strategic blueprints to execute and take their career to the next level. And you can be an experienced mentor, like saying you have years in the industry, you have a lot to give back, but don't count yourself out. Let's say you've only been in cybersecurity 6 months. You're on your first job, been there 6 months, or you haven't got your first job yet. You're in cybersecurity training, but you've been on it. You've been doing it 3 or 4 months. You've learned a lot of resources to self-study. You've learned a lot of study techniques. You've learned a lot about the industry. If you have somebody that's where you were like 6 months ago when they're asking about how do you get in cybersecurity, what training should I take, who should I reach out to, you probably have these answers. So you don't have to be this seasoned vet with years of experience to be a mentor or to give advice, or at least give advice to somebody that hasn't even taken that educational journey into cybersecurity. And then the final point of course, giving back, being a mentor is part of it. Things like what I did today, being on a cybersecurity panel, what I can give in a lot of knowledge to students and career hopefuls. I've done a lot of things that has brought me joy, and I feel that gives back to the community. Of course, my podcast, Black Cyber, my YouTube, I have Black Cyber YouTube. I've written blogs, love writing about different topics. Blogs, audiobook, you name it, any way I feel that I can give back to the community. That's what I've tried to do, and still always thinking of ways in which I can kind of give back to the community. So just wrapping it up about mentor, being a mentor, seeking mentors, and giving back to the community. All right. Till next time.